Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Tired of paying for channels you don't watch? Well, a new Sling package by Sling gives you a curated lineup of live and on-demand TV you actually want. With channels like Fox News, NFL Network, FX, FS1, and more, starting at $19.99 a month. There's even some 4K content. And in designated markets, subscribers get local broadcast networks too. No long-term contract, no hassle, just the live TV you love. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
And welcome to a Monday morning. Post July 4th, thanks so much for being with us. My name is Steak. We got the crew assembled. Haven't seen this guy in a couple of weeks. The incomparable Drew Butler in the middle of his summer with his beautiful family. How was the 4th?
Yeah, man, great. We are back. We are absolutely back in the fold. Great to see you. It's been a long time. The week of the 4th was a great holiday. A lot of outside time, a lot of pool time, tons of eating, tons of drink. I think I gained 20 pounds. But that's okay. That's what July's for.
It has been a rather, you can't, the definition of why I'm probably up a little bit weight-wise is you cannot outwork your diet.
Yeah.
Right? So, yes, I was away. I was in New England for 5-6 days. And, you know, when you're not working, like on the air and then running my business and all that, you have more time. Get the run in, get the tennis in,
yes.
Get the walking in. You get, oh, look at all my steps. But, you know, as they say, 80% of diet, 80% is diet. And for sure, man, when you are just enjoying all the things you love, like fried clams.
It was an onslaught.
Cold beer.
Yeah.
We had a ridiculous July 4th barbecue with food that was just unbelievable. So, yeah, it's just a time to indulge, right?
It really is. I mean, this is one of those weeks. I would also say as you kind of get into the Thanksgiving and then the holiday season, that's where all bets are off. But as the old saying goes, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
Yeah.
I'm not in that camp right now.
I don't know. I'm kind of feeling like things tasted really good.
Yeah.
You know, beach pictures could have been better, but what are you going to do? Anyways, there's lots to get to over the course of today and this week, and I'll be here, obviously, I think, with the regular crew and Rusty and Sandy and everybody else. We'll do our 9 at 9 coming up. Peachtree, how many people here ran the Peachtree? Abe ran it, right?
Of course he did.
He gave us his reasoning 9 days prior. I don't know if you heard the show. He was at a UFC at
State Farm.
Well, no, he was watching it at Smoking Joe Patrick's house, and he said he could not indulge in any cold beer because he had the Peachtree 9 days away. I was like, bro, you're not doing an Ironman. you're doing a 10K, right?
Good for him.
Good for him, though. Yeah, better than us, good right? Good for him. So that, obviously, I guess weather was not quite as oppressive as it can be on
I thought one. It was great. Yeah, the weather was nice. There was actually a little breeze in the air, which kept the humidity down, but no storms, man. It seems like for the last 6 weeks straight, you've had that Kraken afternoon thunderstorm, and that was not the case this past week, which was awesome. So,
yeah,
it was a great time to be outside.
Well, speaking of storms, and I hate to, you know, begin the show on a somber note, but there's no way you can't be thinking about the absolute incredible disaster that took place. I guess it was July 4th in and the town is
Kerrville, Texas. Just tragic. Absolutely tragic.
Yeah, I mean, it's as tough a thing. I saw reporters say words can't even describe. Well, a lot of things. First of all, how quickly that those floodwaters came in with virtually, you know, I mean, there was some notice and warnings, but you know what happens. People get numb to flood warnings. We get numb to it.
Oh,
hurricane
for sure.
Warnings, late afternoon thunderstorms, late afternoon flood watches. We see it. We hear it. I think we get numb to it. But anybody, and there are absolutely thousands of people listening to us who send their kids overnight to summer camp. And I did the same with my kids 4 years. And that Camp Mystic situation where those parents are realizing that those girls are gone and lost.
Mm.
I mean, you want to talk about, by the grace of God, to be grateful for what you have and your children. And I mean, that tragedy, it really is, I say almost under the radar, the level of it, one of the greatest tragedies you've ever heard of, and how it's playing out and continues to play out, and the reality of those girls being swept away with their counselors at that camp on Guadalupe?
The Guadalupe River. Yeah, I mean, it's unfathomable. Absolutely speechless.
It really is.
The death toll is like over 80 total, and I believe just under 30 children.
Yeah, and that camp, and imagine it, and the time it happens, like, between 4 and 6 a.m., they're saying. So, like, you barely had time to be able to understand.
Yeah, if you see the time-lapse video.
You've seen that video?
Yeah, the time-lapse video. It looks like a creek that you would find in your backyard neighborhood. We're not talking about the Chattahoochee River. And this thing just swells in a matter of minutes to where it wipes out everything in its path. It is
within
completely heart-wrenching.
30 minutes, it was a just... like you said, just a raging river.
Yes.
From what was basically nothing there. And then you start to realize people just did not have time to react.
No.
Or how and what happened to them. So thoughts and prayers, certainly thinking about sending my kids to camp all these years and what those parents are trying to deal with. So listen, our job is to do sports and have fun and everything else. And obviously with a lot happening in Atlanta. So, but that story can bring you to your knees. So anyways, with that being said, we do appreciate you spending time with us here, and we got a lot of stuff to get to, including our 9 at 9. I will say I have been preparing you for this summer for the last few months, in my own humble opinion.
That's right.
I said, can you just deal with, we're not going to be a playoff team, we're not going to be a good baseball team. The writing was on the wall when Jerks and Profar was out, and then Spencer Strider gets that weird hammy, and then one mishap after another. When I say mishap, I mean Alex Verdugo, meaning him having to play him is a mishap, and Eli White and other guys. And the Atlanta Braves have pretty much shown you who they are, and you got to believe them. And I think they showed you who they are a couple of months ago. They really showed you who were the first week of the season when you started 0-7. They now have the worst record they've had all year. They're 39-50, a disastrous 9-game homestand. They go 2-7, and they get swept by the Baltimore Orioles, who are not a very good baseball team.
No, not at all. Friday, they lose 3-2. Charlie Morton, former Brave, on the mound for the Orioles. Spencer Strider takes the loss on Friday evening. They turn around Saturday. They lose 9-6. And then yesterday, they only had one run. They lose 2-1, so they get swept by Baltimore. As you mentioned, Stake, 39-50 is the Braves' record. Their worst of the season, they are 13.5 games out of first place in the NL East. Not even a question in the wild card race as well. So they're on the road this week. They're at the Athletics. Of course, that's in Sacramento. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then they go to St. Louis Friday, Saturday, Sunday before the All-Star break. So, look, is the jury out? I have no idea what to expect over these next six games, but you got to think the direction of the Atlanta Braves franchise will be up in the air during this road stretch before the All-Star break.
Yeah, listen, this has been an incredible run for Brian Snitker and his coaching staff and this group of players. Winning a World Series, being in the hunt. Granted, you lost a couple of playoff series, the Phillies and the Padres, giving us some great moments. But I do think it'll be an overhaul.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Clean it.
Well, I think, you know, Michael Harris, you have to realize you can't keep playing that guy.
No.
He's got the worst numbers in all of baseball. I think Brian Snitker will be 70 years old. Nothing against him, but I think they may say it's time to really think about just a new urgency.
Yeah.
And you may have these long-term contracts, but if you don't deliver, we are going to be looking to replace you or finding a way to get the farm system back. Remember, a lot of these guys came from the farm system. We're not rated very high there either. And I think, you know, it's like Alex Anthopoulos has said, you know, you're only as good as your next game or season or whatever it is. This is a disastrous season. I'm wondering, Bo, any tangible less energy? I mean, it was a 9-game homestand over a holiday period that normally would be rocking and rolling. Did you notice any lesserness over the last 9 days?
Didn't see much lesserness. We actually had, you know, a lot of fans down where I was at. It was a pretty good week for us.
Yeah, but, big.
People are still coming and showing up, man.
Yeah, I think so, too. Result. Yeah, I would argue that July 4th in Truist Park and the Atlanta Braves,
they're
recession-free. And, I mean, when I say recession, they're bad baseball-free,
yes.
Right?
Yes, baseball recession-free.
Yes. Chris Sale, when I was gone, what, he's out, that's it, right? Long time for Chris Sale.
Yeah, and a big week in Atlanta next week. Obviously, the All-Star game is here in town. Also, SEC Media Days down at the College Football Hall of Fame, which we will be live at. Braves get three All-Stars named. That's Ronald Acuna Jr., Matt Olson, and Chris Sale. And then last night in the CONCACAF Gold Cup final stake, the United States of America loses to Mexico 2-1 in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, I watched it
Some very questionable officiating in that game as well. Keep in mind, Team USA did not have a lot of their heavy hitters on the roster for the Gold Cup, so I guess
they're playing their backups. Or they're playing guys that weren't going to be on the World Cup team. I don't know, you know, we can talk about that. Mexico's playing their regulars, and most of these international teams have been playing their regulars throughout the summer in the different tournaments. USA was not one of them. They scored early in the fourth minute. It was tied with 21 minutes, and then a goal that was not called a goal. They went to the replay. Mexico wins it 2-1. Another example of them getting the best of us in this particular tournament. So Atlanta United over the weekend, I guess somewhat of a lackluster season continues, trying to make sense. I don't know, seeing Mike Conte and company and how he feels about it, but the soccer thing has not been a good one. What did United do over the weekend?
They tied DC United 0-0. Okay. And last but not least, there's been three committed players to the Home Run Derby, which, of course, is happening at Truist Park next week. Ronald Acuna Jr. will be taking place, so will Cal Raleigh from the Mariners, who has 35 home runs on the season, and James Wood from the Nationals. Some more players expected to commit this week.
Yeah, speaking of the Nationals, this guy won a World Series for them. We're talking about Snit and his coaching staff. Well, they get swept over the weekend by the Red Sox, and they have replaced Mike Rizzo, president of baseball operations, and their manager, Dave Martinez, both fired. They're having a horrendous season, and like you said, a World Series can only take you so far. That was 2017. Guy's been there a while. Djokovic, by the way, playing in Wimbledon. We'll update you on Wimbledon coming up as well. Lots to get to. I was out of town, and there was a conversation at the pool, which I never thought would happen in Boston, Massachusetts. It relates to Atlanta and relates to some folks you don't hear about too often. Who are we talking about and why? You got to stick around 6 minutes, I'll tell you. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 923 in the number one sports talk radio station in the Southeast, number one in Atlanta by a country mile, as they say. And congrats for everybody here working their butt off and delivering the best radio numbers ever in the history. I don't know a lot, right? You don't want me to come change your tire what's the word for very fast, very quick, very judicious manner? I wouldn't be the guy. But I do know the history of radio in this town, sports radio, and this station's doing great. Get the Odyssey app. Listen on the Odyssey app and make sure that anywhere you go, any big interviews, any big moments, any show that you want to listen to, we are there for you. And don't forget, next week's going to be huge with the All-Star Game and the SEC Media Days all happening in Atlanta, only to be matched by next summer in Atlanta when we're going to get the World Cup. Like, that's what we do. And then coming up after that, we're getting a Super Bowl. And then we're getting a Final Four. And then we're getting all other kinds of great things. So
yeah, and after the All-Star game, Falcons training camp starts. I mean, summer is over.
Well, down
if you
here,
work in sports radio.
Yeah, down here, it's so funny because, and I was teasing it, you know, me and my buddies, you know, I was back home with a bunch of guys I go to Tulane with also that were from that neck of the woods and were laying out weekends where there's like an NFL game and a Tulane game. They're going to come watch my daughter who's dancing down there. And, you know, it's our alma mater and alumni. And then other guys are playing in their college football weekends. And then you're trying to mix in. How do I, you know, these guys, we got to go see the Pats. Which game we go to see the Pats, right?
Yeah.
So they play in New Orleans. So a bunch of my buddies are headed there. They play there once every 8 years, right? Just like us in hosting the We host in the Bills, so Buffalo only comes here every 8 years. Right?
That will be a takeover. So I gotta get ready, Atlanta. Nobody circles the wagons.
Better, I agree.
Like the Buffalo
Bills. I'd say
Bills.
Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Chicago, maybe.
Green Bay also brings it pretty good.
Yeah, if I had to say the four schools, the four teams that would bring it out in Atlanta the best, I think we pretty much hit on them. But I would think also that there were a lot of pool conversations with dudes, right, where they were doing a lot of what my guys were doing, which is, you know, planning road games, which game is worth traveling for, you know, every 8 years. That was the talk about how, you know, they want any chance to go back home to
New Orleans. Top of the list, yeah.
Right.
For sure.
So for New England people, mid-October, especially if you went to Tulane, like my buddies, they're like, yeah, we'll go to the Tulane game Thursday night. It's on ESPN. And then we'll stay.
That weekend?
Isn't that convenient?
Oh, that's incredible. Forget about it.
Yeah. Now you get four.
That's awesome.
You don't get a
good
Saturday.
For them.
Hey, listen, we got to get there Thursday. Like, this is the deal.
Yeah.
Sorry, honey.
I mean, why would we not?
And by the way, the thought of flying home on Sunday night it's a 3:25 start in New Orleans. It's the national game.
Of course it is.
So, like, I mean, we're going to have to do four nights. That's just the way it goes. So they were pumped up for that. But we obviously, listen, a lot of Falcon fans, I would hope, are looking at the schedule. Now, it's a little different because most of the games here, if you're an alum of Georgia or even Tech or Florida, whatever, you're not going to NFL towns also, right? That's kind of a rarity to have, and I don't want to say big-time college football because I wouldn't describe Tulane as I would describe LSU as that. There are these LSU-Alabama weekends
sure.
where also you could go see New Orleans and whoever it is, right? They all match up. So, you know, looking at Falcon road games and then looking at who's going to be coming to our building, are the Jets coming here? Or
no.
Are we going to New York?
In New York.
So it's Buffalo
and Miami.
On November
30th.
So it's Buffalo and Miami are the two AFC East teams that are coming here, right? And I don't think Dolphin fan base, it resonates as much.
Monday night football against the Bills here in Atlanta.
Week three?
Week six. That's October the 13th.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be a whole deal. But here's what was interesting.
Monday night football, too.
I know.
We should do broadcasts at that Signia
bar.
Yeah,
we do it again, right?
That was fun.
Yeah. Me and you did a whole marathon show over there.
Yeah, on a Sunday night football game.
Oh, that was the Sunday night against the Chiefs.
Yeah, man, that was a good time.
Which was a great game. So here's what you don't expect to hear. When you're sitting around a bar in Boston, Massachusetts, or out by a pool, right, or out on Cape Cod, are guys all of a sudden saying, what's going on with the Atlanta Hawks? They went and got Porzingis. They made that crazy trade during the draft. Now they have a chance to have the number one pick, lottery pick situation. Then they go sign, I guess it's Alexander Walker from Minnesota, who is a defensive lockdown stalwart. The only guy, one of five guys in the league that's played every single game for two consecutive seasons. And, you know, they're all saying, are they not a favorite to win the Eastern Conference? And then we start, you know, of course, I got my son Bobby there who needs to be a contrarian. He starts saying, what about the Knicks? What, you know, they got Brunson, and what about the Cavs? And now Orlando add Desmond Bane and whatever. My point was, it's amazing in sports how quickly the tide can change. I've talked to general managers about this. I've talked to owners. I've talked to coaches who got fired or are going to be fired, or owners that are got their head in their hands looking at a half-empty building. And it's like the beauty of sports is very rarely does whatever trajectory you're on last that long. They're not built for it. Now, they're certainly not built for in the NBA now when you have this double apron luxury, which is meant to not let any super teams form or anything else. But to be sitting here with the worst Braves record since 2017, last day of the season, last time we were 11 games under 500, and really starting to go, you know, are we sellers at the break? Yes. And is Chris Sale going to be back here next year? And how much can you look at this lineup and think about all these guys being back or a part of it? And then you start talking about the Atlanta Hawks, who, you know, they were just locked in as the play-in now for how many years consecutively? And now there is a buzz that nobody had a better offseason than the Atlanta Hawks, and they're starting to become a national conversation as a team that absolutely won the offseason. And that's what sports is, man. I mean, it's like, you know, the Braves, I think most Braves fans are probably recognizing that, you know, you probably don't have a 14-2 run in you to get back to 500, and that, you know, as many things that could go wrong have gone wrong.
I'm just looking up, when was the last Major League Baseball team that was below 500 at the All-Star break to then make the playoffs? I mean, it was last year's Mets team, but they were 40-41.
Yeah.
I'm going to look further and say 10 games below 500.
Well, yeah.
And then make the playoffs, because I would think that might be a little bit of a tougher
stretch.
This
organization and Alex Anthopoulos and the Braves in general have earned our trust. They've earned our respect. And in cases, they've earned, you know, I don't want to say us to have to live through an awful season, but listen, nothing lasts forever. This group has gone to the mat numerous times, given us incredible moments.
Yeah.
But, you know, they are a lost group. It you could see it in SNIT yesterday. You can watch these post-game press conferences. You can see the energy in that clubhouse. There can be all this conversation about leaders, all this conversation about where's the juice. I mean, listen, it's hard to have a lot of juice when Spencer Strider is out for how many weeks when he's playing, you know, long toss, when Chris Sale is literally your best player in your team and busts his ribs now. That was supposed to be, I thought Bo was supposed to be a couple of weeks. Same injury now?
No, yeah, it's the same. So they were not going to let him even throw a baseball until the ribs are completely healed. So that's a month to 6 weeks right there.
Yeah.
Mm. So this is, yeah, it's going to be late August to September before we were going to see him anyway. This is the right move.
Well, I got some more bad news to pile on. No Major League Baseball team has ever been 10 games under 500 at the All-Star break and still made the playoffs. No team more than five games under 500 at the break has made the postseason. Braves are not making the postseason. That's a news break right here on the Steakhouse.
Yeah, I mean this isn't one of those years, right? So
now if they win the next six games and they're five games below 500, you might have a glimmer of hope. But it's just a glimmer.
Can I just say something?
Yeah. Are they winning? Are they going on a six-game stretch right now?
Dude. Chris Sale's on the 60-day IL, late August. Spencer Schwellenbach, the right elbow, he's on the 60-day. That happened on July 6th, possible return in September. Okay, you know what Schwelly was doing on a few of these starts of late. Ronaldo Lopez, obviously out for the year. That happened week one When did Lopez get injured, Bo? Was it the first week, second week?
First week of April.
Yeah.
And he would be eligible to come back pretty soon.
Okay.
I haven't not heard anything. So, I don't know why they would rush it. You know,
so when you lose Schwellenbach, Sale, Lopez, and A.J. Smith-Sharver, who had Tommy John surgery, and Jurickson Profar has to sit the 80 games, it's just not happening. So think about how they're going to utilize some of their young guys. Think about how they're going to try to refocus. And when the conversation about the sexiest team in Atlanta right now is not the Braves and it ain't the Falcons.
Wow.
The sexiest team in Atlanta is the Atlanta Hawks. And that's because they got a young star in Dyson Daniels, a young star in Reese Hoshea. They
got a young star in Trey Young.
A young star in Jalen Johnson. And then they just added one of the most entertaining, unique players in the league in Kristaps Porzingis. That's going to be worth flipping on your whatever. What is it? It's not Bally's. It's
FanDuel Sports Network. Would you say that the Hawks are primed to be out of play in purgatory?
Oh, my God. Not even close.
Wow. Wow.
I wish we'd bet the over. What do you think the over-under is on the season? I'd say it's 42? 48 makes you 48 and like 34 or something.
Yeah.
Last year we were like 35. I think we're probably 13 games better. Let's look at that number,
too. Wow, okay.
When we come back, what do we got for tailgate?
Yeah, we got a bunch. Obviously, the SEC Media Days kick off a week from today. Coach Steve Spurrier, the old ball coach. Yeah, he's back in the news with some pointed comments, as he usually makes. The Dogs get some preseason All-Americans, too, and a couple more things right after the break.
All right, it's Drew and Steak. Steakhouse, Sports Radio 92.9. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Steak Shapiro, Drew Butler, thanks so much for being with us as we take you through a Monday morning. I guess we'll look at the Falcons. Good conversation if you listen to the morning shift. They have a great conversation every morning. Allie has just done an awesome job with those guys. But they did talk about the Falcon, the ranking, the NFL ranking, top 100 players, and where the Falcons landed. We'll get into that a little bit later on, but lack of respect is an understatement.
Yeah, so far. I mean, they've only announced the players 100 to 91. We'll dig into that. There are two Falcons in that 10-person list. But I did have a question that I wanted to ask you. You know, you said happy Monday morning. Hope everybody had a great 4th of July. Where would you rank this Monday morning as a business owner, as a guy who's busy? Where would you rank this Monday morning on the calendar as far as the anxiety, the Monday scaries, if you will? A lot of people were saying, hey, let's just punt on this conversation until Monday, starting like last Tuesday.
Let's push this down the line.
Let's circle up on Monday.
Yeah, my team is going to be scattered.
Yes.
Every business cliche. Although I would argue where the holiday falls, that this week is going to be a vacation week as well.
Because it was on that Friday.
Yeah, so you maybe went to work,
right,
quote unquote. I use that term loosely.
Because nobody
Monday,
would be
Tuesday,
there.
Wednesday, yeah, and then you get credit for that.
That's like the vet move, right?
Right, right. You go work Thursday morning, you leave the office, and then you say, hey, I work July 4th week, Monday through Thursday, and you take this week off.
Because nobody's working.
Yeah.
It's so you just show face.
Listen, Atlanta's so unique in that the way that we kind of empty out our summers, particularly when you're through the June, like I think Bo would tell you, a lot of these tournaments happen in May and June. Travel teams happen for a certain extent. The only time that it feels like families get any break is like a 6-week stretch from like June, mid-June to early August. And then, you know, you're right back in the hunt. We know that this city's traffic will be double late August when everybody's back at school. Nobody's taking any more family trips. Workouts are back in place, and that's happening anyway in August. But this is still a sleepy time for restaurants. It's a sleepy time for traffic. I don't know what it was like you getting in this morning. Probably not a lot, right?
No, I could have walked here. Yeah. I mean, there's nobody on
the
road.
There's nobody, right. So, I mean, like, folks are still taking it. They're groggy. I mean, the kind of parties, you know, July 4th is just endless, right? It just keeps going, especially if it's nice weather all over the Northeast and down here. And I think next week it'll ramp up in this city energy-wise, which is great.
Huge.
Because SEC is going to be a lot of media. The All-Star game is going to produce a ton of big wigs, a ton of corporate. So a lot of folks will be staying in Buckhead. A lot of those big hotels will be packed. You're not going to be necessarily in Cobb County if you are these massive Major League Baseball sponsors, which really what the All-Star game is, a convention for baseball, right? It's executives, it's sponsors, it's the big parties, it's the Super Bowl equivalent, right?
Yeah.
You know, or it's, you know what Super Bowl is? It's all the corporate sponsors outdoing each other with parties and events. That's what the Major League Baseball All-Star break is, which is Sunday night rolling into Tuesday night's game. It's really three nights.
Yeah, and give Major League Baseball credit. I mean, they throw a great All-Star game.
Yeah.
The Midsummer Classic is a celebration.
I love, have you seen the promos? I was watching them yesterday. Welcome to Atlanta.
No, I have not seen the promos.
Yeah, so it was, have you seen them? Luda's on there, right?
And Jermaine Dupri.
And Jermaine Dupri.
Rumor has it they may be singing sometime around, in and around the All-Star break.
What would you imagine? Monday, Tuesday, whatever it is. Yeah, so Luda and Jermaine Dupri.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to bust out
Welcome
the big
to Atlanta.
Weeks,
oh, said. Yeah, no question. Yeah.
I pulled some numbers in the break before we get to the tailgate. Hawks win total right now, 46.5 wins. Over minus 125, under minus 105.
So all this action on the Hawks over.
Mm-hmm.
So 46 makes you, I don't do math that well. 50,
72 60, games, 70, right?
82 games.
82 games. Sorry. So 82 games.
46 and 36. They're a 10 game over 500 team. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy jump. I tell you, last year was probably 36. There's like a 10 game jump for the Hawks.
Okay. But on the flip side, the Atlanta Falcons win total 7.5.
I know, man. It's
That's a little bit worrisome. The over is minus 150. So they're obviously trying to take the bait and get you to bet the over. The under pays plus 120.
Yeah, listen, the Falcons.
7.5?
The Falcons are written in.
Dude, have you seen the Saints quarterback room?
If the Falcons go under, there will have been 7-10 or 6-11.
Oh,
I just want you to think about that.
Oh, my
goodness.
You
picked in the top eight four consecutive years. You had more cap space. You had more opportunity to load up this roster. You've got a phenom quarterback that you drafted at eight. You got your Drake London and Bijan Robinson and Kyle Pitts that you loaded up with. You went out and got two number ones to help your defense out of the Southeastern Conference. You grabbed Leonard Floyd. You got Jesse Bates back. You got A.J. Terrell. Like, you have got the roster, the team that you think is ready, right? These are all on rookie. Drake's on a rookie deal. Bijan's on a rookie deal. Penix is on a rookie deal.
Yeah, this is your time.
Yeah. All these stars,
yep,
quote unquote, best players are on rookie deals. And your best player you brought back is Jesse Bates. You re-sign A.J. Terrell. He's another one of your best players, right? So if you ain't going to be a 10-win team now, when are you ever going to be?
Oh.
Like, if that's not coming together for you. But again, if you're Vegas, you just go by the numbers. You've been a 7-win team every year. You know, we heard that Marcus Mariota was going to change it. Then we heard that Desmond Ridder. Then we heard that Kirk Cousins. Then we heard Matt Ryan. Like, this is what you are. We just pencil you guys in. So last year it was 8-9, right? You weren't a 7-win team. You were 8-9, correct?
Yes.
You ended up under 500. So, listen, complete lack of respect. And the just the way I said about the Braves, what they've earned from the fans, which is you can handle one bad season, the Falcons have earned their lack of respect. They worked hard for it. They went seven years out of the playoffs, 7 years under 500. You have earned your lack of respect. The only way to change that is just to go out.
Just and, win.
Yeah, just take care of that.
Win,
take care of a
baby.
Mediocre to poor schedule. You're not playing any, you know, there's nothing on there that's just...
A very average division as well.
The AFC East, nothing spectacular with the Patriots, Jets, and Dolphins. Yes, Buffalo will be good. So you get that division this year.
The NFC West is your other division.
So that's Arizona.
Seattle.
San Fran, right. I mean, yeah, it all fell in place. And if not now, when? Like, honestly, because guess what? You're going to have to start re-signing guys and get to cap numbers and all that. You don't have any of those issues right now. These guys are all on rookie deals. What do we say about rookie deals for quarterbacks? You're spending $50, $60 million less than you're going to have to spend.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Stacks and dubs.
You got $50, $60 million less than you're going to have to spend in a few years if he's your real quarterback, right? So you better take advantage of
it
now.
Can we just talk about some college football and get in a good mood?
Okay, let's do that.
All right, we are 7 days out from the official start of talking season. That's right.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
SEC Media Days begin next week right here in Atlanta at the College Football Hall of Fame. The Steakhouse will be live on the scene each and every day. It starts on Monday with LSU, Ole Miss, South Carolina, and Vanderbilt. Tuesday, Auburn, Georgia, Tennessee, and Texas. That will be a huge day in downtown. Wednesday, Bama, Florida, Mississippi State, and Oklahoma. And then Thursday, Arkansas, Kentucky, Missouri, and Texas A&M. There is a lot of pageantry now stake around the SEC Media Days. Surely SEC Nation will be in town. Paul Feinbaum, SportsCenter. There will be a bunch of folks descending on the College Football Hall of Fame, including us. So I'm excited because there will be plenty of college football talk next week.
Yeah, the model is the National Football League for how to stay relevant 12 months a year. And nobody can do it like the NFL. Everybody tries to make their draft more relevant. Everybody tries to make their schedule release more relevant. The Southeastern Conference does a tremendous job of dropping when their schedules are, recruiting season, SEC meetings, right? Meetings. And then SEC Media Days. What do you look forward to the most in terms of the pageantry of it? Is there anything? Because it's a lot of pablum on the stage.
Yeah.
I do think that Steve Sarkisian rolling in with Arch Manning will be pretty compelling.
Yeah, that will be a big one for sure. I mean, I always enjoy watching the coaches kind of give their state of the union, if you will, state of the team to the gaggle of media as they go on, really, about the offense, defense, and special teams, their off season, what their hopes are for the upcoming season. So they take the stage, they take the microphone. You can always get a little bit of good intel from those things. That's pretty much what I look forward to the most. And then every now and then you get a good clip or a funny, irreverent
clip. Lane Kiffin will own the room the way he does. Kirby Smart will be the most in command. No, everything he says has a reason behind it. Then there'll be the guys in the proverbial hot seats. They'll be asked about whether you're worried about your job, right? Insert Mark Stoops at Kentucky in that conversation. Probably Sam Pittman at Arkansas.
Yep.
Guys that have to have that conversation. And then are there personalities that evolve from that group of three guys? I guess it is three guys you bring?
Yes.
So that we start to get to know a little bit better.
And you know what? I'll just say I went to SEC Media Days as a punter back in 2011. Didn't have many questions sent my way, but it was a big one.
Did your SID, which I guess
was Claude Felton.
Yeah, Claude, talk about – I don't even think Claude has to say, like, let's just get it out of there without having anything too dramatic. I mean, that wasn't a conversation back then.
Right.
As much as it probably is today.
100%. Social media was not as big of a thing back then, you know, 14
years ago. Yeah, I don't think they were looking for a gotcha with the punter of Georgia, right?
No, they were not.
Did you hear what Georgia's punter said about the Florida turf?
Holy cow.
During Georgia, Florida? Did you hear that outrageousness? Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
But speaking of Georgia, Florida.
Yes, speaking of Georgia, Florida, and as talking season is right around the corner, you're starting to see a lot of these rankings coming out. Hey, who are the best quarterbacks in the SEC? Who are the best defenses in the SEC? And when you're discussing the quarterbacks, one player in particular has been penciled at the top of many of these lists. However, Steak, he hasn't really had that much playing experience. It's none other than Texas quarterback Arch Manning and the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, who has been known for his one-liners, went on a podcast with Pat Dooley a week ago, and he had a couple of questions about Arch Manning.
They've got Arch Manning already winning the Heisman, too.
Yep.
And my question is, if he was this good, how come they let Quinn Ewers play all the time last year?
Even though he was hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he still...
And he was a seventh-round pick.
Yes, exactly.
And Arch is going...
And now they're saying Arch is going to be the first pick. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Well, you only have to ask the coach, Sark. Yeah. You know, how come you played that one instead of this one? Hopefully he'll say, because we thought he was better than that one.
Yeah.
But isn't that why you played one guy and not the other?
Look, this goes all the way back to when Steve Spurrier was the head coach at Florida. Peyton Manning had never beat him. You can't spell citrus without UT. Steve Spurrier knows how to poke the bear, and he certainly did that with a pointed comment towards
Arch. But is there not some validity?
There absolutely is.
He's been sitting behind Quinn Ewers.
If this guy's the second coming, why did he not play a year ago?
I would also
– They threw him to the wolves against Georgia.
I would
Georgia.
Argue that there's nobody in college football at a high level I'm more unimpressed by than Steve Sarkisian in terms of a head coach. You lost to Georgia twice. One could argue, certainly from a talent perspective, and Georgia being banged up, especially when we lost our quarterback in the SEC title game, went to Gunnar Stockton.
Yeah.
You couldn't beat him either time. You also got whooped at home.
Right.
You also were almost on the wrong end of the most ridiculous comeback right here, the Arizona State comeback.
Unbelievable.
Right? Yeah.
Then unbelievable.
You let him back. You were terrible in that game. Think how bad Texas was, listless, until Arizona State woke up and was like, we could actually win this game, right?
I know.
Then they lose the next week, and they'll get to the national title game, right? Where they lose to Texas, Notre Dame?
No, because Notre Dame beat Georgia.
Oh, right. So what's the matter with us?
I don't know, but I do want to go back to the SEC quarterback rankings because it brings in a bigger topic stake. You know, the rankings right now as it sits, depending on where you're looking, Arch Manning 1, DJ Lagway, if he stays healthy at Florida 2, Lenora Sellers, who's getting some dark horse Heisman love out of South Carolina, Garrett Nussmeier at LSU is extremely proven. You got to go all the way down the list. You see Gunnar Stockton near the bottom of the barrel. That's nothing against him. He just hasn't played a lot. When is the last time Georgia has had such an unknown commodity at the quarterback position leading into a season? You and I talked about this before the show. You got to go back to 2020. Jamie Newman was a transfer from Wake Forest. This was the COVID year. Jamie Newman decides to opt out before the season. You start DeJuan Mathis against Arkansas week one in Little Rock. He starts off with a paltry, I think, 8-for-17 and a pick. Then Mr. Stetson Bennett comes in. He throws for over 200 yards and two touchdowns. And the rest is history.
It's fascinating to see where Georgia...
The butterfly effect, really.
This is why Mike Bobo has such an incredible opportunity to just shut down the critics.
Right.
Of like, you know,
right.
Here's Gunnar Stockton. Here's the Georgia offense. Here's all those young receivers. Here's the transfer receivers. Here's the young quarterback. What do you do with it? By the way, the Ohio State-Texas game is the one where you had the return at the end of the game from Jack Sawyer on the fumble.
That's right.
So Ohio State on their way to the national title. But Texas, what have you done, right? That was supposed to be your team. Arch Manning didn't even get to play. You lose twice to Georgia. You almost lose to Arizona State. You get beat by Ohio State. Back to my point about the Longhorns, they have a lot to prove.
They have a lot to prove. Georgia gets six preseason All-Americans, led by punter Brett Thorson on the first team. Then it's C.J. Allen and K.J. Bolden on the second team. Peyton Woodring, the kicker, on the third team. Then Christian Miller and Daylon Everett on the fourth
team. Who's the most hyped college player ever going into a season? Ever. We'll ask you that question when we come back. Sports Radio 929. Good morning, Atlanta, Georgia. How's everybody doing? Bo, how was your July 4th? You were working, right? What time was the Braves that day?
It was a night game. 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock on Friday, 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh, how many they have, I assume... Fireworks all weekend or just that day? Or
well, it happened. It just so happened to fall on Friday.
Which is normal fireworks. Have,
but it was bigger and louder and better. Sounded like
that was the Charlie Morton game, by the way.
Yep.
Charlie Morton rolled in. Talk about adding insult to injury. He rolled into town and outpitches Spencer Strider and looks awesome. And then all the Braves are fawning over him, rightfully so. Like the greatest teammate ever, essentially. That, like, Charlie Morton, who, by the way, his fastball was at 97, 98 the other day.
Mm-hmm.
His stuff looked ridiculous. The Orioles are terrible. He probably is going to be moved as a guy that can absolutely help somebody trying to contend for a title or a pennant, right? So that was Friday night. Packed house, I would assume, Bo. Perfect night for baseball. Maybe you ran the Peachtree earlier that day, right? And then you went to the Braves game. So kind of a perfect Atlanta deal, you know. Kind of shows us off to the world is the best that Atlanta can be. And I'll tell you what's amazing. You go to these Northeast cities. Like I was in, I probably should say for things I learned, but I was in Boston. There's nobody. But when I tell you people flee for, you know, in the Northeast, same in New York City, they will find a lake, an ocean.
Yeah.
Anything because the summers are so short, right?
Yeah, you gotta strike while the iron's hot. So, Chicago's the same. I was just in Chicago.
So there are lakes, though, right?
They're going Michigan and
yeah.
Or you go up to Wisconsin.
No, dude, I'm talking about restaurants you're trying to get into, like in the fall and the spring, right? That you're just like walking up to and like table of eight. Yeah, no problem. Right on the South Street,
right.
Seaport in Boston.
Great area.
My fam, right? Yeah. So like, it's just. Those North
Davio's
cities,
right there is
well, the
so
Davio's
good.
Is crazy, right smack on the water. The seaport of Boston is just one of the most beautiful, coolest areas of bars and restaurants. But nobody was – I'm telling you, man, like in Atlanta gets light, but it's not light like that. And a lot of people stay in town for the Peachtree. That's part
yeah,
of it, right?
Yeah, that is a big part of it. Let me divert here for a second, and it's something that's right down home plate for our show, The Steakhouse. I don't know if you were on air last week. There was a three strikes question that I saw get thrown onto my Twitter. A city that you go to where you land and you go immediately to a restaurant. Did you do that in Boston?
That was mine.
Where'd you go?
Well.
Because I can tell you what I did in Chicago. Solo mission.
So that was my.
And this really kicked off my 4th of July week. You'll be proud of me. Continue.
Well, that was my three strikes, by the way.
Okay.
That was mine.
That's what I figured.
Give me a place where you land and immediately
yes.
go to get food. So for me, probably you can't get in. Neptune Oyster House has the best lobster roll in all of New England. That's. Where you would go. What about Chicago?
Okay, so I landed on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And I did not eat when I woke up, went to the airport, parked, got in.
Yeah.
No.
I like the focus.
No line in security. Had a coffee, nothing else.
Yes.
I land. I'm very hungry. I'm ravenous
right.
at this point. I'm staying in Rosemont, right by O'Hare Airport. There's a Portillo's.
Yeah.
Two Chicago dogs and a half an Italian beef sandwich, French fries,
that
cheese
is
sauce.
Strong, dude.
Did not eat until 8 p.m. that night.
Explain to everybody what Portillo's is.
Portillo's is about to open up in Kennesaw, which I'm really fired up about. It is a famous Chicago eatery.
Chicago beef sandwich.
Beef sandwiches.
Called?
They've got Chicago dogs,
so you went
Polish
double
sausages.
Dog and yes. beef sandwich.
I've got
fries.
Pictures to prove it. I
so what do you think? What do you think somebody in Atlanta would do if they're thinking?
You know,
that
if
way?
You're an out of towner, would you say Varsity?
What? Yeah. So they're done. That no, you're not going to say Varsity.
But I'm talking about an out of towner.
I'm going to tell you the number one would be the wings in Magic City.
Yes.
Except families aren't going to go to a like in all seriousness. Like some people aren't going to go to a strip club. But so, the most famous food of like I have to get my lemon pepper wings in Magic City is if that's the most famous food we have.
I would totally agree with that. I'm a huge hot wing guy, as you know, and yeah. like. In a group text with my buddies, I have yet to have Magic City's wings.
Right.
It's not
I
okay.
I haven't either. And for, like, a guy that, you know, is on Instagram with now followers, 40, 50,000, that are there for the food,
you
how
gotta
I
go.
Have
Can
not
I come
been
with
over
you?
There. Yeah, we should pick a day, maybe one of our Mondays.
Monday night. I don't want to go midday. I need the full scene.
Well, you want the full Magic City scene.
And look, I'll call Miss Kimberly, you call Jackie.
Yeah.
And we'll just say this is a business trip.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
be focused.
Listen, we... Back when I was running 790 The Zone, many of our clients were adult entertainment. They literally, my mom once dropped me off at the Cheetah. My mom was in town, and was
great.
I said, hey.
They have great food at the Cheetah.
Yeah.
They do. I'll give them that. They
Atlanta's
great-
known for the food at our strip clubs.
Yes.
Even though most of them are closed, the ones that are open, that's like a big thing. So we asked the question before the break. It's 10:11 on a Monday morning, and what are you going to do? Like, you know, sports stuff, the Braves are in, my God, just horrendous place, right? The injuries and everything else. And we're in this kind of in-between time where the beauty of our show is we can go any direction we want, right? We can go food or whatever's going to entertain you. Yeah, so the most hyped college player coming into college or coming back, and for the most part, it's coming back. I'm not telling you that there aren't the Zion Williamsons, like in college basketball, or the Cooper Flags, because they were the most talked about players, and they had never played in college. But college football is different, because you're there for a certain amount of years, which means you come in and establish yourself, like Johnny Manziel, who was his freshman year where he beats him?
Yes.
Is that his freshman year where he beats Alabama?
Yes, yeah, the first year he played.
All right. And then the next
year. He was a redshirt freshman.
Or it's Reggie Bush.
Yeah, Reggie Bush was a Heisman finalist in 2004. His teammate, Matt Leinart, the quarterback at USC, won the Heisman. Reggie Bush comes back in 05. Obviously, he had to, and he won the Heisman. The human joystick.
Herschel Walker?
Sure.
I could argue that Herschel Walker is the most hyped returning player, one of them in all-time college history. And did he live up to the hype? He absolutely did. 1980, 81, and 82. You could argue he could have a couple of Heisman trophies in the mix, or that he was the best college football player, even to try to get on the field as a freshman. And once you put him out there, you're like, oh, okay, this is different. Tim Tebow, does he win the Heisman?
He won it in 2007, and then they came back in 2008, and Florida won the national championship. That
What's
is probably
year?
One of the best teams that I've ever played against, that 2008 Florida team, Percy Harvin, Joe Hayden, Cam Newton was on that team, Tim Tebow, Brandon Spikes, Chris Rainey.
Going into it.
Carlos Dunlap. I mean, they were loaded.
Yeah. All-time hyped college football player because Arch Manning is that, right? Arch Manning is that. Jadeveon Clowney ends up on a lot of lists. The Outback Bowl in 2013.
When he made that hit and then palmed the ball. And, you know, it was right after that very contentious call where the ball was clearly short of the line to gain it. They gave it a first down. Spurrier's going nuts. The very next play, Jadeveon Clowney takes over and almost rips that quarterback's head off. I think it was Denard Robinson, the quarterback from Michigan, who did a little play action and just got swallowed.
So if you're listening to us, 404-726-0929, who are we leaving out? And I'm talking about you spent an entire offseason thinking about this guy. Maybe because he'd already been there. You're waiting for Johnny Manziel to get another Alabama game because, remember, they're playing every year.
And think about all the off-field commotion on Johnny Manziel, too. That was part of his aura as well. And it dominated that entire season when he did come back, all the off-season, all the off-the-field stuff.
Yeah, you know, even Stetson Bennett winning a national championship and going undefeated, he was not hyped up coming back. As
dude,
like,
I mean, it was reported that Georgia tried to get Caleb Williams to transfer in to take over for Stetson after he won a national championship.
So it's like the opposite. And then there's just the whole charisma factor that Tim Tebow had, or that Johnny Manziel had, or that Herschel Walker, as quiet as he was. These are the guys that jump out at me. We should probably put the list out there. But talking about Arch Manning done nothing. The difference in those guys.
Nothing.
Is, yeah, those guys.
Nothing.
He couldn't even get on the field for a team that lost. We know the three games they lost, two to Georgia, one to Ohio State. He couldn't even get on the field, right? And they almost lose to Vanderbilt after Vandy had beaten Alabama, right? What kind of coach is Steve Sarkisian, and what kind of quarterback is Arch Manning? Both of them will be in town next week for SEC meetings.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome week at SEC Media Days. I'm fired up that we're going to be there. We'll have great guests on all week as well. I believe I get 2 days with you as well next week.
I'm excited.
We'll be in the
mix. Yeah, and Rusty's sitting in with us as well. 404-726-0929. The most hyped you've ever been for a guy coming back.
What's Rusty been up to, man?
Dude.
He owes me a phone call.
Does he?
Yeah.
He's a busy guy, dude.
He's too popular for me.
No,
he's big timing me.
Yeah, he's not the guy that worked in the steel factory. You know that whole story, right? He worked at the steel factory for 4 years. He's not that Rusty anymore.
He's big time Rusty Manziel.
Things I learned when we come back. Sports Radio 92.9. Hey, it's Steak and Drew Butler.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer. Sling!
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Thanks so much for being with us on a Monday morning in Atlanta, where we bring you the 10 o'clock hour brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. They do the phenomenal job always of taking care of any of your needs at the house. Wise Guys, absolutely check them out today. You hear Sandy talking about them on a regular basis. Bro, the homestand. Remember, we had the 13-game NL East stretch, Marlins, Phillies, and Mets. That was going to decide our year, Bo, right? And we sweep the Mets, and we're kind of like, all right. We're 3-0 in a 13-gamer. Then we go lose 2 out of 3 to the Marlins. And we're like, that wasn't on a bingo card. And then I think the Phillies, do you split 4? I mean, whatever it was, we go 7-6 in the 13, and then you get this homestand was a 9-game 2-7 homestand, of which the Baltimore Orioles, I don't bet on baseball, because at some point you would have been like, well, we ain't going to lose at home to the Orioles and Charlie Morton. Okay, well, we're not going to lose to them twice. I mean, we're not going to lose back-to-back to the Orioles. I'm like, well, we're going to win one of these 3 games. I mean, the bats are going to wake up at some point.
Sure.
No, L, 2-7. Snit having to just shake his head. The same struggles from the same guys. Matt Olson, though, has been hot. God bless him. Yuzuna, you know, still struggling with an injury and play. I think him and Acuna sat, you know, was flying back during the game yesterday, and then they get some pinch hit at bats, but didn't matter. You only got one run, and now you got 3 in Sacramento. Nobody thought if a tree falls in the forest and it's Oakland versus this year's Braves, and no one's there to see it, did it really happen? Because I don't think that's the hottest ticket in baseball right now. The Oakland A's and the Atlanta Braves, who are now a season high 11. Remember, it was all about getting back to 500 after being 7 games under?
Yeah, you felt pretty good when you got back to 500. Now you're 11 games below 500.
Yeah, this is the worst record since the last day of 2017. And you can't overcome Ronaldo Lopez, Spencer Schwellenbach, A.J. Smith-Shawver, Chris Sale, Dirksen. I mean, like, that's just not realistic.
Right.
There's only so much.
So what happens? Do they sell? Do they stay and put? Do they just clean house at the end of the year?
I think if Ozuna was healthier, they'd be some teams that want to stick him right in the middle of their lineup.
Yeah.
I think Chris Sale, future with the Braves, like, the fact that he's injured, he could have been a big, you know, you got to replenish the farm system too.
Yeah.
You got to figure out what kind of juice you have for the guys that are available, right? So that's part of it as well.
Bo, did you work yesterday? What was the vibe like at Truist Park with that Roku 11:35 a.m. first
pitch? I actually
attended
yesterday's game as a fan. There were a lot of people there.
Wow.
It was packed. Yeah.
So an 11 a.m. or, you talk about a novelty. Pitch. Yeah, you talk about a novelty. And that wasn't, pardon me, because I was, again, flying back. Is that an Apple game? Is that who?
Roku.
Oh, I'm sorry, Roku. You just said it.
They used a hybrid blend of the FanDuel sports guys and Baltimore's.
Yeah, I know they did that. I've seen that earlier.
Which is much better because Apple and Roku, if I'm not mistaken, they both had their own sets of broadcasters that would do these games.
They were throwing guys in that call like one game, you know, a week, had no connection to the teams. You know, it's just another example of trying to load up with as many different streaming services, NFL style, right? Did you get the news that the NBA had basically let go their relationship with NBA TV up the street here as well? You know, that whole thing is done in Atlanta. The only thing left in Atlanta is TNT. The
hockey.
Inside the NBA.
Right.
But all of NBA TV ran right up the street here at Techwood. And now there's the rumor is that it's all going to be under the same building in Secaucus, where the MLB network also houses the NHL network.
That's right.
And they're going to put the NHL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball all in the same building, which is a number of folks here in Atlanta. I mean, not that, you know, the viewers are that affected by it, right? But it was, you know, worth noting that the NBA TV said we could not come to terms with the folks at Turner.
Interesting.
I don't think they're very fond of Turner. The major lawsuit that Turner was filed, or what is it, Warner Discovery filed, saying you can't end our relationship.
Yeah.
And they had to go through that. And at the end of the day, the only leverage that TNT had, felt like, Discovery Turner, was inside the NBA.
Right.
And then they had a chance to dump NBA TV from them, take it from them, and they did. So,
did you also see the news around the kind of friction for talking about streaming? You know, Netflix, Christmas Day, NFL games now, and it was reported over the holiday that Fox, CBS, ESPN are starting to protect their talent and saying, Netflix, you cannot come poach Laura Rutledge and use her for Christmas Day, regardless of what she's getting paid. I'm sure Laura's making $100,000 to go work on Christmas Day.
Easily. So is she doing it this year?
I don't know, but they said they're getting more protective of their talent.
Yeah, I think, you know, why make them struggle to put a team together for those days? And you know, we have
and
it
of course,
in radio.
I'm just talking hypothetically. I have no idea, but you would have to think even a contributor would be making $25,000, $50,000 to go hop over to Netflix for a day.
Dude, look at what Netflix is spending to get those games,
yeah.
right? I will say a couple other random stuff. Just watched a podcast with Zachary Risacher that just popped up online. Bro, I mean, just talking about all the right things. And just a European kid that just is putting in all the work. Doesn't sound like he cares about anything but basketball.
Love that.
How do I put on 25 more pounds? How do I become the podcast? He said, I have to have a go-to. Every player in the NBA that's a star has a go-to. He said, my go-to has to be my shot. I think my shot's good enough that can be a weapon. When you start to think about adding Luke Kennard, 42% best three-point shooter in the NBA, we add him. You think about adding Porzingis, 40% three-point shooter.
Stay healthy.
This is Quinn Snyder, absolutely same mindset as Joe Mazzulla, the Celtics that led the league in three. They want to shoot three-pointers nonstop. And they want guys that can shoot it.
Live and die by the three.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the league.
Yeah, it really is.
The algorithm tells you, you got to take threes more than twos. So people may not like it, but they're loading up on three-point shooters. When you add Kennard, Porzingis, and Risacher shooting as well as he has as well, that's part of it. All right, let's do things I learned. This was kind of a big moment that took place across the pond. Saturday in the UK, for the last time ever, the final concert for Ozzy Osbourne at the Birmingham Stadium show that he debuted at. It climaxed with a four-song Black Sabbath set, preceded by Ozzy Osbourne doing a five-set of his solo material as metal and hard rock superstars all emerged to pay tribute, including Metallica, Guns N' Roses, and this guy, Steven Tyler. Sounds pretty good, I think.
Sounds great.
Yeah. And by the way, Steven Tyler's been through it, man. You talk about what he's
the
done.
The Northeast guy right there.
He is a Boston guy that is hooked on drugs and alcohol as anybody in the world ever could have been. Fell off the stage, cost his band tens of millions numerous times because he couldn't stay clean. He was up there with Tommy Morello. A huge day, 42,000 at Villa Park in Birmingham for the last show ever. Ozzy Osbourne suffered from Parkinson's disease, by the way, and he was seated but sang a bunch of songs as well. I know where you probably were not invited over the weekend. I don't know. How was your July 4th party? Was it, you know, celebrity? Well, you're a celebrity, right? Did you have a big party or something like that?
No. Well, we had a great time. We had an awesome time.
All right, what's the guy's name from Fanatics?
Michael Rubin.
So Michael Rubin has the white party, which maybe in a year where
Mr. Diddy is not getting convicted.
Yeah, maybe he felt it would be bad in poor taste.
Or acquitted.
Yeah. He Bob Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, decided that he would take the mantle and host a party in the Hamptons where Elton John flew over with a red piano to entertain the masses. Howard and Beth Stern, John Bon Jovi, Kenny Chesney, Rob Gronkowski, Jerry...
Howard Stern was there? Was he wearing a mask? I mean, what on earth?
Jerry Seinfeld, Sylvester Stallone, they all were there in the Hamptons. Elton John singing Philadelphia Freedom, among others. Don't let the sun gun down on me. Meanwhile, Tom Brady was enjoying some time in Ibiza. He's on a yacht with Dakota Johnson and who was the other young lady?
Kate Hudson. Fresh off the heels of the Bezos wedding where it was reported Tom Brady was hanging out with Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, Tom Brady's living his best life, dude. He's sitting on that yacht.
Go for it, brother.
Supposedly he was bouncing between Kardashian and Sweeney at that last party. Anyway, those are the July 4th parties we were not invited to. Wishing everybody a great July 4th. Those are some of the things we learned over the weekend. When we come back, we'll play some three strikes. We'll talk about all the hype and why Gunnar Stockton remains at the opposite, the least hyped quarterback in the SEC. How is that fair? Sports Radio 92.9. Oh, yeah. Here we go, baby. Here we go, baby. It's Steak and Drew Butler on a Monday. I think Sandy's with me tomorrow. I think Rusty's back this week. I don't know, man. I shouldn't talk because I'm in and out in July quite a bit, but then I'm locked in. Like I told Conti, just listen. Still have a few things, a little bit of travel, going across the pond, seeing my daughter in Barcelona, all that. But let me tell you, when I get back in late July, I'm going to be locked in. 5 months.
Yeah, you are.
Georgia's best home schedule ever. Georgia Tech, big games all over the place. The Georgia Tech game. It's this year. It's at Mercedes-Benz. No. When is it at Mercedes-Benz? This year.
Yeah, on a Friday night.
Yeah. Friday night. The Falcons absolutely going to deliver us from this abyss of non-playoffs. All this kind of excitement for the fall and travel for games and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. I'm getting kind of excited about it. Do you have a big game of the night, by the way? Because this is probably going to be a stretch. Right? We had a big game last night in soccer. Did you watch any of the...
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
That was the... Remind me the name of the...
The CONCACAF Gold Cup.
The CONC...
CONCACAF, which is the federation.
Yeah.
Gold Cup.
And what's the one that was here? The Paris Saint-Germain and all that?
That was the Club World Cup, which is still going on.
Yes. Okay.
The big game of the night is in the WNBA. The Atlanta Dream are taking on the Golden State Valkyries tonight, 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
Atlanta Dream...
It's 90s night.
Okay.
Out west.
Having a much better season.
I got a question for you. I'll give you four chances to guess the correct answer. As everybody knows, media days among college football conferences kick off next week. SEC media days. And then it's the ACC media days. And then it's the Big Ten media days. Where are the Big Ten media days this year? I'll give you four chances to guess.
Big Ten media days this year are in Chicago, Illinois, Indianapolis.
Nope.
They're in Los Angeles.
Nope.
They're in Oregon.
No.
Where are they?
They're in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh. Any excuse to be in Vegas?
I guess. I mean, the Big Ten media days.
But, I mean, it's not like their fans are going to be there, right? So it's just a way to reward your programs. I guess it's in between USC and UCLA, right? So is that like a compromise? We're not in the Midwest. We're not in the, Northeast.
I guess. I mean, look, that's just the state of college football.
It's a convention.
I mean, yes, but come on, man.
Okay, but I mean, is it really?
You want to go?
Well, I was invited to go to Summer League in Vegas, which is supposed to be super fun. I'm not going. I just said I was invited.
I'll be in Las Vegas in late August.
For?
My soon-to-be brother-in-law's bachelor party. I believe this is probably going to be my last one.
All right, so how many sisters do you have?
I have two sisters.
Okay.
This is my wife's sister.
Oh.
Who's okay. getting married.
This is your wife's sister's getting married.
Correct.
So he's a future brother-in-law, right?
Yes.
I knew your other two brother-in-laws went to Tech.
That's right.
Okay. So this one, who's organizing it? How many guys? Like, what's the
You know, here was the rub, because he loves diving, like scuba diving. So uh-huh. he wanted to go to the Bahamas. I was all for it. I said, dude, Bahamar's sick. I have not been. I've only heard great things. Yeah. But he's got a couple of buddies out on the West Coast. So for a weekend trip to the Bahamas, you know, that would have been 24 hours of travel. They would have gotten 36 hours in the Bahamas. So then he said, well, what if we do Vegas? And my radar went straight up, and I said, sir, yes, sir.
So,
it's actually week zero of the college football season.
Yeah,
so there'll be some action.
Yeah, very little action.
Well,
it's abysmal. I mean, those games are really bad. But last year, we were week zero. Tech, wasn't it?
Yeah, Tech beat Florida State for their big win of the year. And Florida State finished 2-10. Congrats.
So that's a big pivot from, like, somewhat of a healthy, just kind of like
more, outdoors,
and more active.
Yeah,
and more active.
Hit the pool, be outside.
Yeah, I mean.
Guys can golf.
Diving.
Guys can go diving,
right.
Which I was not going to do.
Is he a golfer, this guy?
No.
All right, so there's not going to be any golf either?
Sounds like it's going to be 100-plus degrees outside, which
Vegas
means you'd be inside.
Where does Vegas rank as a golfing town?
Oh, phenomenal. Courses, I mean, not that time of year, but it's spectacular.
What about the one in town right outside of the Wynn?
Yeah,
Encore?
The Wynn Golf Club. Great.
How sick is that place?
Shadow Creek is one of my favorite golf courses in the country.
All right, here's our three-strike questions. How much weight could you gain in 4 days? You have 4 days. How much weight do you think you gain? We're talking about July 4th. You can't out-eat your workouts. You can't out-work out your eating is what it was. I got all this.
Can't out-work a bad diet. That's
yeah,
right.
I just got all this credit from my Apple Watch. My steps are up. My exercise, like all these numbers were spiking, like bigger. And it's like, that meant nothing, right? That like, I would have had to go double that to like the steaks and lobsters and fried clams.
You got a notification on your Apple Watch. It just said, nice try.
Yeah. It's like, you're adorable, as Sandra would say. Most excited you've ever been for a returning player in college. The most excited you've ever been for a returning player in college and the best party you've ever been to. How much weight could you gain in 4 days? The most excited you have been for a returning player in college and the best party you have ever been to. I've been to a bunch of Super Bowls. I would say Anne Rice. In New Orleans. You know, Anne Rice has a mansion in New Orleans. So back in the
day. No, I did not know that.
Well, you know who Anne Rice is?
No, I do not.
Interview with a Vampire, incredible writer from one of the all-time, she wrote about
Is that showing my age that I have
a little
no
bit, right?
idea
wrote the
who
whole
Anne
Interview
Rice
with the Vampire
is.
Series. I actually read all those books.
Yeah.
Queen of the Damned.
And Tom Cruise did a great job in the movie, right?
Oh, that movie was great. It was actually the first two books combined
So Anne Rice has this mansion in New Orleans, uptown. They had a party there. They must have rented her place out. It was the Playboy party. Remember that Super Bowl used to have these Playboy parties?
Yeah.
The Maximum Playboy, which they don't need to do either one of them anymore.
They don't do the Maxim party anymore? I remember I saw
Not
you at
really.
The Maxim party when the Super Bowl was here in 2019.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. We were there together.
We ran in together.
That's when I... Who is the tight end for the Cowboys that does games? Jason Witten.
Yeah.
I think I was hanging out with him or some version of that. Yeah, that was a nice party up the street here. So the most you could gain in 4 days, the most excited you've been for a returning player, and the best party you've ever been to. What are you working on over there? You're very, very intense.
I just posted the three strikes questions on social media, 404-726-0929.
How much weight do you think you could gain in 4 days?
A
real number.
7 pounds. I mean, I can get up there, but my weight fluctuates. I start every week around 220, and by Thursday, I'm 217.
Yeah.
And then I'm back to 220. Because, I mean, I eat healthy during the week, and then,
listen,
you know, weekends, all bets are off.
Women hate how quickly bigger guys can lose weight fast, right? You just, like, skip a dinner, you're down 3 pounds, right?
Yes.
You just say, I'm going to have a nice lunch. I'm not going to eat dinner tonight. I'll weigh myself at 7 a.m. It's like, oh, that's nice, right? But I would say if the goal is to gain – I'm not saying, like, you're in a movie and you have to gain a certain amount of weight, like Robert De Niro in Raging Bull.
Or, like, even more so, like Mark Wahlberg, what you see him do when he beefs up and then cuts down. Like, he has crazy weight fluctuations.
I would say 7 is the low end. If I just, well, 4 days.
What are you, gorging yourself?
Well, yeah, I mean, if, I'm saying that's what your goal is.
You're right.
You're trying to gain as
much. That's a lot of weight, dude. 7 pounds is a lot of weight.
I mean, you have to eat a huge breakfast. You probably just have to be pounding pastas. I mean, the easiest way to gain weight is milkshakes. Go to Shake Shack. No, that's like how and be really, because there's no nutritional value. It's just all like ice cream and milk and whatever. But I think I could do 10 pounds in 4 days. I don't know, man. What are you going
to do? Just like probably 4,000 or 5,000 calories a day.
Well, just start drinking IPAs, dude. Those IPAs add up. I've tried to cut back on my IPA intake this summer, which I've actually done a pretty good job of. But
yeah, good for
shout out to my people at Creature Comforts. Tropicalia beer is just spectacular.
How much, Bo, do you think you could gain in 4 days?
I have the purpose of trying to gain weight? Oh, man. I don't think I could put on like 5 pounds.
Yeah.
I would have to – I'd put it on a calculator. I'd have to eat like 3,000 calories a day just to gain 10 pounds in a month.
You have to be eating late night. You got to have a midnight snack. Very unhealthy. Back in college when I looked like John Belushi.
Just those empty carbs late at night.
All day, every day.
Donuts. Oh, no. We'd have our fraternity dinner at the house at 6. And then we'd go out at 9 or 10 to a sport, you know, a bar. So you're eating cheese fries, whatever. And then there'd be like a 3 a.m., 4 a.m. late night to Shoney's, all-you-can-eat breakfast.
Yeah.
So you've already had 3 of those in since 7 o'clock, right? Oh. Now, I mean, you know, I think if you get on the scale after that, Laz, you're going to bed that night.
Oh.
Yeah. I think you could find
wake up with the meat sweats.
Yeah, you're not going to feel good about yourself, you know, in general, as most of us don't. 404-726-0929. Let's fill the phone lines. You know, the best party I've been to just could have been a buddy's. Great beach house with your 10 best buddies. I'm not trying to say you got to be bougie, like something about it.
Would you count a wedding as a party?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. My computer has gone
haywire.
Yeah, it's done. It's the power. Can you just tell me, Mr. Bo, who would take in first? Ozzy, appropriately, in Decatur. Hey, Ozzy, how much weight could you gain in 4 days?
Former wrestler, like, key is to cut before you gain. I'm going to say 10 pounds.
Wow.
How painful was some of those? Well, how hard was some of the cutting of weight?
I mean, mentally, yes, but just sweat it out, man.
All right. Most excited you've been for a returning player in college?
Todd Gurley, junior year, man. That kickoff return that didn't count.
Yeah, that
I was in
sick.
The building. It was amazing.
I think he's the best college player I've seen live, him or Brock Bowers. I mean, every time Todd really touched the ball, you felt like you got to go for 70 yards. The best party you've ever been to?
Georgia, Florida weekend. One of those where those dogs just smacked up on the Gators, and we had a lot of fun on Frat Beach.
Yeah, Frat Beach.
Great spot.
My daughter's living for Frat Beach, man. She just is. Generation continues, right?
Joe in Buford.
Hey, Joe, how much weight could you gain in 4 days?
Maybe 2 pounds. I'm not that heavy of a guy to begin with.
I mean, if you're really trying, you can't. A little ice cream.
I have high metabolic rate.
Good for you.
Most excited you've been for a returning player in college?
Back in 1998, Donovan McNabb. I'm originally from the Cuse.
That was a
good era right there. Now, Dick McPherson coached, wasn't Donovan McNabb. Who did Dick McPherson coach?
Don McPherson? From 1980. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Who is his big quarterback?
Donnie McPherson.
That's the Auburn tie with Pat Dye, right?
Yeah, that was horrible.
Best party you've ever been to?
My 40th birthday party my wife threw for me, we must have had 50 people over on a brand-new deck we put on our home.
Nice. Thanks, buddy. 404-726-0929.
We got Brad in Woodstock.
Hey, Brad, how much weight could you gain in 4 days?
Hey, morning, guys. Love the show. I think I could gain, crush some IPAs, pasta. I think I could put 5 pounds on.
Yeah, now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Most excited you've been for a returning player in college?
Man, year 2000, after Vautech went to the Sugar Bowl, Michael Vick.
Yeah, that's a great one. I mean, the whole country was absolutely captivated by him coming back. The best party you've ever been to?
I'm going to throw two out so I don't get in trouble. My wife threw me a surprise birthday party when I was 26. Her friend was in the Miss America pageant out in Las Vegas, and I got to attend the post-pageant party. Mm. It wasn't the women, I'll be honest. It was the free top-shelf liquor.
Okay. You can say that. You can say that. We believe you. You got anybody else? Ready to rock? Thanks, buddy. We got to rock and roll. All right.
Let's boogie.
It's good to be with you. Are you here next Monday?
Yes.
We're at SEC Media Days.
We are. Can't
next
wait.
Next Monday. You know who's speaking Monday? You
gave us the line, I got it brother. Right here. LSU, Ole Miss, South Carolina, and Vanderbilt will be there.
Those are some entertaining folks right there.
Shane Beamer.
Brian Kelly. Lane Kiffin. Yeah.
And Clark Lee.
Good stuff. Hey, thank you, guys. Great job, as always. Caleb, Bo. We're back tomorrow with the Queen. Thanks for making this Steakhouse part of your day.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors. Art. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.